The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Studio by Adele Fortune, who is the manager for the mental health services in St. Patrick's, and it's very good to have you with us today. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. Good, thanks.
Good.
Great to be here.
So tell us, how did the charity actually get started? We're talking about Walk in My Shoes.
Yeah.
And it's a really good story as to how this came about.
That's right. I mean, first of all, to put us in context, we're St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, and Walk in My Shoes is our charity arm. Mm-hmm. So it started really from a comment that was made by a 16-year-old that was attending our service. And he said, I'd love if people could walk in my shoes to really understand what it was for him, what his mental health issues were like and what it felt like for him to have mental health difficulties. And the concept Walk in My Shoes was born from that. And it's, we pretty much ran with it and used it, as I say, as a concept. And from then we have developed it from, we started off promoting mental health services in the younger age group, but now it's been developed out right across the board in mental health services. So we've an awful lot of initiatives now going to raise awareness, first of all, but also raise funds so that we can develop services ourselves. So one of the main things that we have going at the moment, we've just recently launched a telephone helpline for 18 to 25 year olds.
Okay.
Specifically, because that was something we recognized. And from here, this is our fifth year here at the Ploughing. And we have a stand here every year. And one of the things that we've noticed over the last couple of years is we get an awful lot of queries and questions from specifically mothers of that 18 to 25 age group. They kind of don't know what to advise their younger people to do. I mean, they're obviously not children, so they can't get too involved. So we set up this helpline just in the last couple of weeks now to encourage that age group to contact us so that we can deal specifically with their issues.
How do that age group, 18 to 25 or even younger, how do they get in touch with you? I've a couple of questions I want to ask them from that, but how do they get in touch with you?
Okay, there's a couple of ways they can get in contact with us. We have a telephone number, which is the Dublin number. It's 01-249-3555. They can also email us help@walkinmyshoes.ie, and they're probably the two easiest ways.
Okay, I think this is incredible. I really do, because especially aimed at the age group that it is, which is 18 to 25, because I believe nowadays, it's certainly not when we were 16, 17, 18 and upwards, with the introduction of social media and Twitter and Facebook. I remember a teacher once saying to me that bullying, for example, is something that's very hard to ever be stamped out, right? Completely.
That's right.
And when we were growing up, bullying kind of stopped at the school gates at 3 p.m. or 4 p.m.
Absolutely.
Nowadays on social media with Facebook and Twitter and all these types of stuff, it doesn't go away when people are checking these type of things. I also, some of the stuff that people put on Twitter in particular, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
And I think some of it's, hypocritical. People, especially when you're publicly lambasting somebody on Twitter, how do you advise people who come to you and saying X has said this and Y has said this on Twitter? It must be very difficult for teenagers and early 20s or anybody to cope with being hammered on Twitter.
It's incredibly difficult for that age group. And, we all know, and some of us will remember our teens and will remember, you're so vulnerable, when you're in your teens or you're in your early 20s and so impressionable. And I think the main thing for that age group is to tell somebody. Mm. Because we hear so many tragic stories about, people that have maybe taken their own lives or people that have become very, very unwell or ended up in hospital. And then after the fact, it's discovered that they were being bullied or they were being, targeted by particular people. So I think it's very important to speak up and not be afraid to speak up.
So to you, Jenny, I think, remember when we were in school, if you had to actually, if Twitter or Facebook was in your life back then, it's a different world that people live in nowadays.
Even now, I find, to be honest, even as adults, there is an awful lot of nasty stuff that's put up about people in general on Facebook and Twitter. And the feeling from people is because it's up there and it's out there, that it's okay to say these things about people. And they're so hurtful that if you wouldn't... you wouldn't want to feel that way yourself, and you wouldn't want to do that to somebody else. But it, for some reason, people think it's okay because it's only Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I think people, you know, because there's a certain amount of being able to remain anonymous around it, that people feel, oh, I can put up what I like. But, you know,
someone's feelings at the end of the day,
terrible.
And it does
it
affect people.
Feelings. And I heard somebody said recently, you know, if you're comfortable enough to put a sign on the end of your street saying something, then put it on Facebook or Twitter. But
there'd
if you're
be
not,
nothing up
don't.
If that was the case.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know,
it's an amazing way to do. So, are you out the door with busy people contacting you? People get in touch and maybe contact you a few days later. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think especially here with the ploughing now. As I say, we've been here for 5 years, and we meet thousands of people. Actually, thousands of people in the 3 days, but a lot of them have very short interactions with us while they're here. But we find in the weeks after the ploughing, the people will call us then. And, you know, it's sometimes easier for people to have a more meaningful conversation with our clinicians. All our staff on our support line are qualified mental health nurses. Mm-hmm. So they can offer real practical advice. I know I gave the number there for the phone line for the 18 to 25 year olds, but we've had another phone line going since 2009, and that's aimed at everybody. So all adults, anybody can give us a call. And the number of that is 01249 3333.
What we're going to do as well is we're going to put all of these phone numbers and details up on our show Twitter, MB
Fabulous.
Show 2FM, so you'll be able to check that out. There's a big event happening this coming Saturday. It's at the Mansion House in Dublin.
That's right.
And it is the Mental Health Ball. So if you want to get tickets for that as well, how do you get involved?
Yeah, if you want to get tickets for that, the Walk in My Shoes website has the tickets. So
walkinmyshoes.ie, people
that's
can
right.
go to that. And if they email as well, info@walkinmyshoes.ie, they'll be able to get information and tickets for that. So as we said, this coming Saturday at the Mansion House in Dublin, it's great to talk to you, Del, really is. And I hope that anybody listening who is feeling that they need to reach out and talk to someone will get involved. And as we said, our show Twitter, MB Show 2FM, we will put up all those contact
Absolutely.
Numbers and details.
Yeah, the great thing I think is that it's so, it's not a taboo subject anymore. You know,
that's
if you're
right.
listening, no matter what age you are, there are people who can talk.
What's really encouraging is the amount of younger people that we've met in the last couple of days that are just so open about their mental health and so willing to get involved. And just on with our Walk in My Shoes as well, we have a campaign going out to schools either today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Adam Clayton, who is one of our ambassadors, has written to every school principal in the country to get young people involved in the campaign. And what they're doing is they're running funky shoe days, so that they can go into school in odd or mismatched shoes, or they
won't be given out to for that one day.
So it's exactly that's it, and it's really, really positive. And an awful lot of people that have been involved in previous years have come to speak to us in the last couple of days. So as I say, every school principal in the country is going to get that in the next couple of days.
Brilliant. Adele, thank you so much.
Put all those details up, as we said, walkinmyshoes.ie. Mm-hmm. Adele Fortune, thank you so much for joining us. And for anyone listening who's heading down to the ploughing today, or indeed who's out here, make sure you pop down and see the stand of the tent there and get all the details you need. We are going to take a break.